PR1, PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, wonderful Wednesday, thank you God, Wednesday, November 6, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Randy and Gina down in Fenton, they want Victorious Victoria, so I'm sending that to them right now. Do you guys want to hear it? You don't get to see the pictures I put to the music, to the lyrics of the song. You want me to play it for you here on the radio? Text me Y. Or if you'd rather just see the video, text me VV. Let's see. Got about 14 of you guys. Okay. I thought I sent it to a couple of you. Okay. Here we go. Paste that. Do that. Do this. Do that. Okay. Here we go. All right, I'm looking for a couple yeses. If I don't get a couple yeses here quickly, I'm going to move on. I guess you guys would rather see the video yourself. Let's see. Okay, Rod Wheeler says yes, he wants to hear it. Okay, well, just this is for Rod Wheeler. Our good friend Rod and Tracy Wheeler, love them guys. I'm going to queue up. Let's see, where did my boombox go? Where did my boombox go? It was right here. I had it. There it is. Is it on? Yeah, it's still on. All right, here we go. Now, what this is a authored and produced song that our good Patriot brother Jason Gilman met him and his wife Candy in Traverse City back in 2009 during the Tea Party. I think we actually met at a Pat Kobach for you or state senate, his very first state senate run, and we got to know each other in Grand Traverse County Republican Party politics when I ran against Howard Walker. I filed the affidavit of identity, paid the $100, and didn't even know there was such a thing as a party. That's how stupid I was back then. Got my butt kicked. Did pretty good. I only raised $4,000. Got almost 40% of the vote. And became friends with these guys. Just good people. Salt of the earth. Love them to death. Well, he created this song and sent it to us. And God told me not to use it until Vicky won the primary. Which was, as you all know, August 6th. She's the only one on the ballot last night, yesterday. So it's like, okay, August 6th, maybe August 7th, 8th, I'll get using the music to create a video and I'll put it out there. Thank the people of Antrim County. Well, then immediately Cheryl Guy filed with the Democratic Super PAC, filed the write-in campaign. And so it was like, okay, we got another election to win. We got to win on November 5th against this write-in campaign. So, based on the lyrics that Jason put into the song back in, I think it was July, ran into him at Myers in Traverse City. He created this thing, sent it to me, and the little voice said, nah, don't use it yet. Because he talks about, it wasn't July. It was right after the August 6th primary. Vicky won. Cheryl Guy announced on August 8th. Yes, he sent it to me then. That's it. So anyway, I pulled it up last night. I was waiting for Trump to talk. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to create this YouTube video. So here is the lyrics. You don't get to see the photographs that I tied into it. I put a couple of photos, Cheryl Guy's actual campaign flyer that she mailed to our house asking us to write her name in. She addressed it to Randy and Victoria Bishop, or current resident, at our home address. It's in the video. Everybody knows where we live anyway. You can find it on Google. I don't care. I got my sign posted. No trespassers. You will be shot. But anyway, I produced this video. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here's the audio of it. Victorious Victoria, new Antrim County Clerk, produced by Jason Gilman.
Your town's so small, not far from you, where the fields are wide and the skies are clear. Victoria stands with a heart that's true, facing down trouble like heroes do. Now here comes God with a wildlife plan. Gonna write her name, be the county's champ. She's mounting a campaign, causing quite a stir. But Victoria's ready, she won't defer. Now here comes God with a wild-eyed plan. Gonna write her name, be the county's champ. She's mounting a campaign, causing quite a stir. But Victoria's ready, she won't defer. Victorious Victoria, standing tall and proud. Though the votes may scatter, her voice is loud. With courage and grit, she'll see this through. Victorious Victoria, we're rooting for you. She's got the townsfolk behind her, they all approve. While guys running wild, got something to prove. But in the end, only truth will stand. And Victoria's got the love of the land. Signs in the yard, whispers in the air. Posters of God, but Victoria doesn't care. For she knows her worth in this tide race. Her spirit, her charm, they can't replace. Victorious Victoria, standing tall and proud. Though the votes may scatter, her voice is loud. With courage and grit, she'll see this through. Victorious Victoria, we're rooting for you.
Thank you to the voters of Antrim County for allowing me the opportunity to make many improvements to the clerk's office. I'm looking forward to serving all the people of our beloved county and implementing new technologies to make all areas of the clerk's office more efficient at lower costs to the taxpayers of Antrim County. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Furious Ivac.
Victoria Bishop. That is the closing scene of the video. Again, if you'd like it, text me VV, Victorious Victoria. Now, Jason produced this, made the song, wanted us to put together a video and use it to defeat Cheryl Guy's writing campaign. And I just didn't feel that the lyrics were appropriate, and until, if God wants us to win this thing, we won it, then I would release it. Because it says victorious Victoria. Even though she won the Republican primary against four other candidates, one of which was endorsed by Cheryl Guy, her second cousin, David Tucker, in Bel Air. See, you can't hire family members. In the bylaws, we've come to find out, you can't hire family members to work in your clerk's office. So Cheryl Guy couldn't hire her second cousin, David Tucker. But what she could do is try to win the writing campaign against Vicky. Then, in probably December, here in a couple weeks, announce her retirement. You know what? I didn't really think this thing through. I have some health issues that have come up. I'm not going to be able to fill my full 4 years, which she pledged and promised she, if elected, she was going to serve all 4 years. We called her out on it early in a letter to the editor in the newspapers. She didn't like that. No. If I get elected with my writing campaign, I will serve all 4 years. Yeah, it was a lie. Just like she's a Republican. Publicly now saying she voted for Harris yesterday in the presidential election. She didn't vote for Trump. She voted for Harris. But anyway, I digress. She was then, once she won the writing campaign, was going to retire again. Then herself, as the current clerk, the treasurer, Sherry Combin, and the judge make up Antrim County's election committee. And they, the three of them, would appoint her replacement based on her retirement, which would have been her second cousin. They're not hiring him. She's retiring, and they get to appoint. So they were going to appoint her second cousin, who she endorsed in the primary against Vicky. Does that make sense? Sorry, folks, I haven't slept. I'm 16 cups of coffee. I hope it does. Bottom line, we called her out on it. We exposed her. The people of Antrim County saw through her game, especially when they got the mailer, and it was from a super PAC in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with their name on it, paid for by blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Did a little research on them and found out who is their super PAC's main sponsor, the person who funds most of the super PAC's activities. None other than Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. That's right. Cheryl Guy was bragging she didn't put one penny into this, except she rented a post office box in Bel Air. Jocelyn Benson's super PAC funded to the tune of, we've been told, $100,000. She had mailers. She's got signs up. This woman did ads in newspapers. She ran ads on WTCM 580, Ron Jolly station in Traverse City. She ran TV ads on Spectrum Cable in Antrim County. $100,000 for a county clerk's race by Jocelyn Benson. Well, I got a little message for little Missy Jocelyn. I'm going to deliver it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. John and Julie from Bay City, I sent it to you guys. They have some nice pictures here, some comments. Let's see. Others have given me some nice comments today, too. Randy, you have been a huge ray of sunshine every time we get the chance to listen to your broadcasts. We trust your judgment on many issues. Thank you. Thank you. We keep you in our prayers. Then a couple minutes later, they came back. The Lord has answered our prayers for our president-elect, giving us another chance to clean up our acts as a nation. We must remember to also keep President Trump and his new cabinet members in our prayers, that they too will bring wisdom and faith into their decisions as well. Then about 20 minutes later, kind of overcast gray clouds, looks like wet pavement, nice, brand new, beautiful, smooth pavement. Randy, just now, northbound I-75, we got a beautiful sign from the heavens. The Lord's promise to us. That, of course, talking about Noah's Ark and that all scripture, a beautiful, perfect rainbow out the front of their windshield, over their hood. You guys need to get some leaves off your wiper blades. I'm kidding. And it's right over I-75 as they're heading northbound. So I sent them the video. Hopefully you guys have Bluetooth in your vehicle. You can connect your Bluetooth to your cell phone and play that video, and you can hear it yourself. One of the things... here we go. First of all, we've been invited to Randy Walker's wedding this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock in Lansing. Well, Richard Friske in the Friske Farm Market is holding a fall sale to celebrate Donald Trump's 47th presidency. They're offering 47% off of everything. I believe the apples, the cider, the donuts. They're going to do a little open house this Saturday starting at 10:30. Vicky and I will be stopping on our way up to Randy's wedding with Teresa. And he says their celebration will be an open house style. People can drop in anytime. It'll be from 11 to 2 this coming Saturday. But we'll mention that you and Vicky will be there at 10:30 to thank everybody. I want to especially call out a couple of people in this county. Without their help, we may not have won this thing. Sherry Hogan, 6 Mile Lake Road, her former business in Mancelona for years, North Country Cars and Credit, right on 131 in downtown Mancelona, right there next to a close next door, I believe, to the Napa Auto Parts store. A real patriot, a fighter. She was in the rain waving at cars as they were pulling into the Mancelona Township Hall. She did the rallies with the signs, waving the cars, passing out Trump signs, Vicky signs, vote Republican signs. This girl, man, I wish I could have 10 of her for everything we do. She is phenomenal. Corky Crimmins, Abby Mandeville, Carla Bart, Gary Bart, Dale and Dorothy Eschenberg, the Friskies, the Rubings. I mean, it was a county team effort. The Antrim County Republican Party. Now, this is going to be pizza. It's going to be donuts, apple cider, this Saturday at the Frisky Farm Market. It's right there on 31 in adorable Atwood. They're saying this Saturday, November 9th from 11 to 2. We'll get there early. Probably, I got to figure out how long it takes to get from Frisky's Farm Market in Atwood up to Lanson, so I'm not late walking in late on Randy and Teresa's wedding. He'll kick my butt. I don't want to do that. So anyway, we'll be there. We want to thank everybody. Tom Walker, shame on you. Working today, so not able to listen to your show. How did your wife do last night? Really? I'm not going to answer you. I don't ask that much of you, sir. You live in Petoskey. You get 97.7. You get your defendingfathers.com. There's no excuse. I don't care if you're working. You can listen in your ear pods. I'm teasing, man. I just sent you the video. The answer is in the video. Victorious Victoria. Jan in Livingston County, haven't heard from you in a while. She asked for it. Awesome. God had the upper hand yesterday. Now we have to continue prayers for Donald J. Trump's safety. Absolutely. And I want his cabinet selections. I want his cabinet selections to be awesome. No more listening to the rhinos in Washington and picking Jeff Sessions to be your attorney general. No, 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 no. I want a good attorney general that will clean up the Department of Justice. Mark Peters, dude, I haven't heard from you in a while. Congratulations, Miss Vicky from the Peters family. Thanks, dude. How's your health going, man? I'm going to send you the video right now that Jason Gilman produced. I threw some pictures behind it. Bill Conklin, Charlevoix Rod and Gun Club. Congratulations. Clayton. Okay, listen to Clayton from Pickford. Now we need someone to make a Trucker Randy song. Jason already has. He did Vicky's Victorious Victoria, and he did a Trucker Randy song. I haven't even listened to it yet because I've been using Tracy Barfield's Don't Tread on Me with Donald Trump's picture in the YouTube video. I'm going to have to listen to that probably this weekend. Not going to have time to do it right now. Final hour, thank God, of today's show, and then out to get the signs. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr.